On Thursday, the Alaska State Senate passed its operating budget, and it's slightly smaller than the one proposed by Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell hopes to see more budgets like that in the future. He's proposed a five-year commitment to keep state general fund spending at $6.8 billion. Combined with his oil tax plan, the proposal could mean a combination of belt-tightening measures and big withdrawals from Alaska's savings accounts. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Highways, libraries, port projects, Alaska got plenty of these things over the past few years. Since 2008, the state has spent $7 billion on capital projects. Thanks to a major injection of oil revenue, the legislature was also able to pad its savings all the while. That's about to change.
It's going down. We're going to be drawing from reserves.
Karen Rayfield is the director of the Office of Management and Budget. She's been part of the team working on a fiscal plan intended to stop the growth of state spending and then ultimately bring it down. The plan is in response to forecasts that show state revenue declining as less oil comes through the Trans-Alaska pipeline. But even if they meet the governor's $6.8 billion target, the state may have to draw over $60 million from its saving reserves this year, according to the state's Legislative Finance Division. That's a base number that doesn't factor in the cost of new legislation or projects that the legislature would like to see. Complicating matters is the governor's oil tax proposal. If that overhaul passes, Legislative Finance anticipates that the draw from reserves will be closer to $1 billion. Rayfield says that's something that the administration is prepared for and would like to see offset down the road.
You know, the hope is that we would get a bill to pass and then we will see some production increases. And that's the whole point. But we know that we have to plan for and manage the use of reserves here, at least in the short term.
With the state already obligated to cover many operating costs like retirement payouts, the place in the budget that's easiest to cut is a capital side.
Certainly, I think we're going to see much smaller capital budgets. But I think if you go back in our history, we've had very small capital budgets. In the 90s, we were barely covering what we needed to just capture federal highways funds.
That could have some unintended consequences, though. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman was co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee for 6 years, and he managed an aggressive increase in capital spending during his tenure. He credits that with creating jobs in Alaska while the rest of the country was facing a financial crisis.
Alaska weathered the economic storm very well. In fact, if you looked at the data, you'd hardly even see there was an economic recession in Alaska at all. Yet there was mass unemployment and foreclosures in the southern 48.
Stedman says that capital spending could be dialed back now that the national economy is improving, but a major drawdown in capital spending could still have ripple effects on the state's economy. Stedman, a critic of the governor's oil tax plan, also says that he doesn't see the trade-off between an oil tax bill and a larger capital budget as appropriate.
The public will understand budgetary constraints when they're needed. They do it in their homes, they do it at City Hall, we all do it at the state. But if you give up substantial revenue that is not warranted, it's going to be a very hard sell.
The Senate passed out the oil tax bill last week and is now reviewing the capital budget. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.